to rave reviews. I mean, the whole crowd's every word.
No, the crowd was going off for her. Yeah.
How cool must it be? She's 23 years old.
Right.
I know she's worked hard to get to this point, but she was mostly anonymous a year ago. And how cool must it be to then fast forward a year? How about this? Somebody pulls Glorilla aside a year ago, 2 years ago, and says, in October 2022, not only are you going to be the breakout artist of the year over Baby Keem and 5-Yo Foreign, and like, dude, Baby Keem had a big song with Kendrick Lamar and a successful album. 5-Yo Foreign had a big song with Kanye West and a successful album, and you'll beat both of them for breakout artists. You'll also perform, and every rapper in attendance that you've looked up to will be in the crowd yelling your song back at you.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Legit, yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so, good for what she went artist or best new artist?
Breakout artist of
the year, which I think equates to best new artist, or
something like that. The big winner, of course, was Kendrick Lamar. He was named Artist of the Year. He got Album of the Year, Performer of the Year, Lyricist of the Year, Video Director of the Year, and was not in attendance to accept any of those awards because this whole ceremony actually went down. That was the other interesting thing. It aired on Tuesday night. It was taped Saturday night in Atlanta.
Okay.
So this was not live. And it was kind of a weird award show. They didn't show very many people get awards.
I also saw a lot of people saying that, like, not a lot of the, like, you know, legends came to it or were there for the filming.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, Kendrick Lamar's not there, right? But he was doing Saturday Night Live on Saturday, so he could not have been there.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they put this on a different night and tell him you're going to win all the major awards if he shows up. Maybe not. Maybe so.
I don't know.
Deserving winner. Kendrick Lamar is great. So is Jeff Calkins. He's up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN powered by DuckDuckGo.
MGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Golfers, now in Edwin Watts Golf Shops, it's time to hit faster, longer, and straighter with Titleist. The new TSR drivers are designed to maximize distance and elevate your performance. Titleist TSR driver, pushing for perfection every day. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the new Titleist TSR drivers and get custom fit for free today. Can't make it in store? Visit us online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee and family-owned and operated since 1968.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Buy now. You know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of Kraft Ice from a new LG refrigerator cooling your drink to perfection, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. Save up to $1,212 on this exclusive LG kitchen package with Kraft Ice at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid September 29th through October 19th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. Online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you?
Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And I promise you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me or you or anybody else to spend any extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you like flavored vodkas, they have a whole bunch of them. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, passion fruit, coconut. And don't forget about the New Amsterdam Vodka wild card cans. They're terrific. Hard lemonade, hard tea, hard punch in a can, ready to go. Just as soon as you pop that top, you can find them in your local liquor store. Please, next time you're in a bar or restaurant, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So I heard you talking this morning. I gather you caught a little bit of the Victor Wembanyama show last night. For people who had never seen the 7'4", 7'5" French phenom, he's something else, isn't he?
It is incredible. I mean, there's really good players. You know, Paolo Banchero is a really good player. You know, but like that's a different deal. When you get a 7, whatever, we call him 7'3", 7'5".
Just today I've seen 7'3", 7'4", and 7'5". Let's go 7'4".
He supposedly said 7'3", but, you know, whatever. So, you know, but like 7'3", 7'4", 7'5", 7'4". And he's making 7 threes? 7 threes? Taking it to the rim whatever he wants, blocking shots. It was just incredible. Like, I don't know. Like, when he comes into the league next year, will he be the most significant player since LeBron?
Well, since LeBron, you'd have Kevin Durant.
He wasn't even the number one pick in his own draft.
No, in terms of hype coming in, Zion.
In terms of guys at that moment who you would have wanted. Matt McGregor Odin actually was pretty hyped, right? You know?
Sure.
But then he wasn't different, you know, like this. I mean, I don't know if he will be the most hyped since LeBron.
It's
incredible.
Zion was pretty hyped.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, Zion was super hyped. Zion was super hyped.
But what else?
Anthony Davis was awesome, but just awesome. He's just, you know.
Yeah, like, you knew Derrick Rose had a chance to be special, but we had seen guards like Derrick Rose, and you knew Anthony Davis had a chance.
Derrick Rose, 3 months before the draft, there was some, maybe it was mythical, but there was still some, is he going to go first, or is
Michael Beasley?
What's his name at K-State? Michael Beasley going to go first, or who? There was a third one in that draft.
There was like Kevin Love, O.J. Mayo, Derrick Rose, yeah, Michael Beasley.
Yeah. But it was mostly Beasley or Rose. I think that was sort of it. There were people like, got to take Beasley. So he wasn't a different kind of a player. This is just, you've never seen anything like this.
I mean, that to me, that's the most accurate, incredible statement you can make about Victor Wembanyama, is that we've never seen anybody like this. Like, let's just, for the sake of the conversation, say he's 7'4". He's a 7. That's why this stat from last night is getting so much attention. He made 7 threes and had 5 blocks. It's because in those two numbers, it tells you everything that makes him so different than everybody else. We've never seen anybody who can block 5 shots in a game also be able to make 7 threes in a game. And he just did it. And I won't be surprised if he does it again in his very next game. He is a, on defense, Rudy Gobert-level rim protector. And on offense, like Kevin Durant, if Kevin Durant were 3 or 4 inches taller. That's remarkable.
Well, interestingly enough, two things. One is the only NBA player who's ever done that in a game, oddly enough, was Danny Green against the Grizzlies, which is just bizarre, right? And Danny Green isn't balking five shots every game. You know, that's just, you know, that was, he caught lightning in a bottle that one game. It's a little bit what you want Jaren Jackson Jr. to be. Like, he is, you know, maybe the player in the league who's most sort of capable of that kind of thing right now on a regular basis, if he's what you want him to be. If he's, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. has had games where he hit a bunch of threes and, you know, is one of the best rim protectors in the league. But this is a whole nother level of Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, you know, and you're exactly right. When he does it, it will become a number that he will start to do over and over and over again. There will be games where he has, you know, six threes and six blocks, or eight threes and eight, you know, like, this will be the new number that no one else has combined these two things before this frequently.
Like, I could absolutely see Jaren Jackson Jr. at some point having a five block, seven three-pointer game.
100%. Yeah.
Because he's made lots of threes in a game before. He's blocked lots of shots in a game before. But this is also true. He's never done it. He can do it, but he's never done it. And even Danny Green, when he did it, and obviously that's a weird thing for Danny Green, a guard.
Right.
But it was also a triple overtime game. You know, they played 15 extra minutes to get there. Victor did this in regulation. So he's just absolutely unbelievable.
Well, and I ask this question from if you are the commissioner, Adam Silver, where do you want him to go? That's one question. And if you are the Grizzlies, where do you want him to go?
Well, if you're the commissioner, you want him in Los Angeles or New York, right?
And almost maybe New York, right? Don't you? Like, it's been so long. Like, Chris Harrington said on my show today, he said, I'm sick of New York. And I'm like, there's what to be sick of? Sick of New York stinking? Like, New York has not been a particularly relevant basketball team in decades.
I think one of the most awesome things that could happen in the NBA is for the Knicks to be good.
Yeah, and I don't. They have, like, I don't want the Lakers to be good because they've been good. They're always good. They, you know, they've had you know, goodness followed by goodness. But I sort of think now, and I don't root for Yankees. I don't ever root for the Yankees or for New York teams generally. But I think Knicks have suffered enough, honestly. And I think those fans, like Spike Lee, is obviously the most visible. I think they really are great fans who love the Knicks. So I don't. I normally am anti-New York, but I would not hate that. And then, of course, he'd be in the East, which is where you want him. If he were in the West and you were a Grizzlies fan, you just, you know, you don't want him in New Orleans. You don't want him in Oklahoma City. You don't want him in Houston. And all those teams will be in the lottery. I think you'd be okay if he goes to Utah because they're a long way away. And I think you'd be okay if he goes to Sacramento, because they seem to be able to ruin anything.
Right.
And I mean, wish that for him, but as a Grizzlies fan, you know.
Yeah, the truth is, I don't think you can ruin him. I think he'll be great regardless of where he goes. But, right, like, if you're in Sacramento, they just might screw up the rest of it. They might not know how to put the proper pieces around him
he might want out in 3 years or 5 years, you know, like that kind of thing. They might just botch it like New Orleans did Anthony Davis and Chris Paul, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, there are franchises that screw up generational talents all the time, and those generational talents are still great. Like, you know, Anthony Davis he lived up to expectations in New Orleans. Yeah. They just couldn't put anything around them. You know, there's a lot of examples of that. And I guess if you were strictly looking at this from the perspective of the Grizzlies, you would probably want this generational talent to end up either in the East or with a Western Conference franchise that has historically shown no ability to maximize the generational talent they have. And that's probably a Sacramento thing.
Do you think that it is in any way bad for college basketball that there was a showcase last night between two players, and Scoot Henderson, damn good in his own right, that neither one of those is a college player?
I think it's you know, if I could just snap my fingers and make it whatever I wanted to make it, I would love for Victor Wembanyama to be in college this season and for Scoot Henderson to be in college this season. Like, what if Victor was at Duke and Scoot was at Kentucky? I mean, that would be awesome. But, you know, we had an extended period of time, roughly a decade, you know, from the mid-90s to the early 2000s, where those level guys were not in college. You know, whether it was Kevin Garnett or Kobe Bryant or Jermaine O'Neal or Amari Stoudemire. And if you go back and look at any way you can measure such things, attendance, television ratings, nothing changed with college basketball. Because at the end of the day, North Carolina is still playing. Duke is still playing. The University of Memphis is still playing. Kansas is still playing. And if you care about Duke or Carolina or Kansas or Memphis or Creighton or whatever, then you just care about your team. And you that the top prospects in the world aren't participating, it really doesn't change the way you feel about the sport at all. That's at least what that roughly decade of, you know, Kevin Garnett and those other guys going straight to the NBA taught us. So do I wish that Victor Wembanyama was in college just like I wish Scoot Henderson was in college, just like I wish Kobe Bryant would have played in college? Of course. LeBron James, of course, being another great one. But college basketball will not suffer because of it. College basketball would be greater with these guys, but, and I might be splitting hairs here, but I think this makes sense, it won't suffer without them.
That makes sense. Aren't there a bunch of others? Like, I just looked it up. I just only started looking at my mock drafts. Aren't there a bunch of others, lottery picks, who will not be in college basketball this year, both international and G League Ignite kind of thing?
Yeah, you've got obviously international players who just aren't in college, and then G League Ignite, and then Overtime Elite. You know, they've got projected, you know, lottery picks as well. And so some of these decisions were made, like the Scoot Henderson decision to be with the G League Ignite. I believe they were made in advance of name, image, and likeness rights becoming a thing. So if we ever get back to where the one-and-done rule is non-existent and players can go straight out of high school, well, then you will get back to the Kevin Garnetts and Kobe Bryants and LeBron James going straight to the NBA draft. But if the rule remains in place now that name, image, and likeness rights are available, I think you'll see fewer players – not zero, but fewer players willing to take $1 million from the G League to play, last night notwithstanding, mostly off the radar, because they can get $3 million at Kentucky or $2 million at Kansas or $3 million at North Carolina. And I think for a certain period of time, name, image, and likeness is going to not keep all those guys from going Overtime Elite or G League Ignite, but it'll keep some of them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, it was amazing. Like, to have this one, okay, where he's going to play in the United States, here's the showcase. And to do that in that game, like, it was pretty remarkable.
And it comes, and I heard you talking about this earlier in the week, I think everybody has mentioned this at some point, just a few days after, he had just an incredible quote. And it wasn't a joke, and it wasn't cocky. I think he was just answering the question as honestly as he could answer it. Like, somebody basically asked him about Scoot Henderson, and he said, man, Scoot is great. You know, he would be the number one pick in the draft if I had never been born. which I really, I don't know Victor Wembanyama at all, and I haven't heard that. I just read it.
Right.
But the way I read that, the way I interpret it is he was just speaking plainly and honestly about the situation. That's the way I interpret that.
Hey, if I had never been born, it was a legit, meant it as a compliment. Yeah.
Like, the only thing standing between Scoot Henderson being the number one pick or not is me being born, is my parents having sex. If my parents had never had sex, Scoot Henderson would be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah. He's that good. But sadly, I was born. Right? So how good would Scoot Henderson be relative to other, you know, if he were the number one pick in this draft?
Oh, wait,
would people be tanking for Scoot, no problem?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's that kind of talent. And I'll give Jonathan Givony credit. It was, you know, probably 2 years ago, I was just talking to Jonathan about certain prospects, and he was like, the next great one, you know, from the United States, that's going to be Scoot Henderson. He identified him pretty early on. And the truth is, he's just been off the radar. But if he were getting ready to go, if Scoot Henderson were in college this year, he would be the best player in college basketball this year. I mean, he would be electrifying. And so people, that's why I think these showcases are really good, because like last night, it felt like a lot of people watched that last night. And
oh, I think so. I think a lot of people are watching on TV, and then, you know, because Paul's sitting there courtside, and like they were, yeah, people care about this.
Right. And so like Scoot would be, so it's going to be one of those deals. Honestly, it might end up like the Zion Ja draft, whereas clearly if you get the number one pick, you're taking Victor Wembanyama, but you might look up in 3 years and go, hey, we didn't get the guy we would have taken with one, but man, we got the second pick, and woo, we couldn't be happier about what we got with the second pick. That could be the Scoot Henderson story, you know, as his professional career unfolds, because he's obviously very different than Victor, and I think an inferior prospect, but it's only relative. He's only an inferior prospect to him. He'd be a superior prospect to, how about this, to most, even most number one picks. I think Scoot Henderson would be above average. He just happens to be, to circle back, you know, born at the same time as Victor Wembanyama. It's unfortunate. It's a little bit like Phil Mickelson had to play the heart of his career against, you know, when Tiger Woods was also in the heart of his career. That's just bad.
If Tiger Woods had never been born, Phil Mickelson would have been the number one golfer in the world in that span. Yeah.
Like if Tiger Woods is never born, does Phil Mickelson, you know, win 10 majors? I mean, I don't know, but like it's that crazy to think about. And so sometimes, you know, in sports and life, it's just about timing, and that certainly seems to be the situation for Scoot Henderson. So earlier today, I taped Time to Shine here in New York for CBS Sports Network, and we did an NBA segment. And one of the questions I was asked was, you know, can Ja Morant, they lean into me sometimes, the producers, being a Mets fan or being from Memphis, so they'll try to, if it makes sense, talk Mets, talk Grizzlies. And one of the things I was asked was, you know, can Ja Morant lead the Memphis Grizzlies to the Western Conference Finals? And questions like that are always, you know, easy to answer, because the obvious answer is, well, of course he can. Sure he can. You know, will he? I don't know. But the point I made is, I'm not sure how many regular season games they're going to win this season, and I won't be surprised if it's fewer than they won last season. But what I am sure of is that whether the Grizzlies are the 2 seed, 1 seed, 4 seed, 6 seed, whatever, if they are healthy when the playoff starts, they got a chance. And that's really what the playoffs often come down to. It doesn't matter. I don't want to say it doesn't matter who wins the most games in the regular season, but I do believe what matters more than seeding is, okay, now it's time to go. How healthy are you?
No, I think that's 100% right. I mean, we've seen that. And, you know, to me, I guess I don't have any doubt that Ja is going to be awesome this year. You know, he may not be healthy, but if he's healthy, Ja is going to be awesome this year. I think part of the question then is, in terms of can Ja win a title, how good are the players around Ja going to be? You know, like, and it's funny because in the NBA and in the GM survey, you know, the Grizzlies were listed as the third hardest team to predict, and I just don't see that. Like Brooklyn was one of them. I totally can see that. Brooklyn's really hard to predict. You know, what's going to happen there? It's explosive. The Lakers, I think, are hard to predict. I honestly think Minnesota's hard to predict, or New Orleans is hard to predict. Or I think the Grizzlies are pretty easy to predict. They're going to be good. What's hard to predict is if you really are thinking, oh, my God, can this team win a title? Well, how much better is Desmond Bane going to be? You know, is Jaren Jackson going to come back, be healthy, play as well defensively as he did last year, and as well offensively as he has before in the past, but did not last year? You know, is Zaire Williams going to make the same kind of leap, or anything close to the same kind of leap, that Desmond Bane made last year? There are lots of, I think, possible limitations on how great the Grizzlies can be. They'll be excellent, but can they be a championship team, a legit championship team? And I think that honestly has less to do with Ja than it does with the players around Ja. Ja's going to be tremendous.
Yeah, I guess if I was trying to argue in favor of the general managers who said the Grizzlies are going to be hard to project, it would start with We don't know exactly how much Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be available. And based on history, we don't know how available Ja Morant's going to be from start to finish. Now, the counter-argument to that is, it doesn't matter how available Ja Morant is. They brought back Tyus Jones. They showed last season they were good, even with Ja Morant out. But if I were arguing, again, to try to justify what those general managers said, it would be rooted in Ja Morant has missed a lot of games last season. Jaren Jackson Jr. is starting the season on the bench. You know, what if those two guys are both limited to 50 games? Well, then you might have some issues.
Yeah, is that harder? Like, but do you have more faith in Ja being healthy or Zion being healthy? Like, which is harder to predict there?
Sure.
To me, that's the one that's a little bit hard to predict. The Jaren thing is, I think, yes, it's clearly an issue. When is he coming back, and how good will he be when he's coming back? I guess I have taken the Grizzlies' representation that things are going well. He's going to be back. I think people are, you know, whatever. Observers are now saying over under Thanksgiving. I have questions about whether he will be what you want him to be offensively when he comes back, and what the Russ will look like when he comes back. I guess I'm sort of assured. You know, I don't mind. I mean, he played, you know, he didn't miss any games last year. And so I'm reasonably comfortable with the fact that Jaren is, by the time the games matter, will be on this team. And I don't know. I just think they're a good team. I think they're a good team. I think they're a deep team. I don't think they're particularly fragile in terms of, you know, one player or another player. I think we've seen that. And so I think they'll be good. I just don't know. You know, they could easily have lost to Minnesota last year in the playoffs. So that was before they added Rudy Gobert. So I just don't know if their ceiling is right now really a championship ceiling. Like, is that what we really think? That it's a reasonable way? They got a good shot. Or are we saying, they kind of get an outside shot if a lot of players make a leap?
I don't even know if it comes down to a lot of players making a leap as much as it comes down to where are they seated? How healthy are they heading into each series they play in the postseason? And how healthy is their opponent heading into each?
Right.
Yeah, like that's really what this stuff – every year.
They could have beaten Golden State. You know.
100%. Like if Steph Curry goes down instead of Ja Morant, what are we talking about right now?
Celtics title?
Probably. But you get the point.
No, I get it, though. I think you're right. They very clearly are one of the contenders. You know, now it's not one of the contenders. The GMs, they mentioned four teams. Four different teams got votes as to who could win the title or who would win the title. And one of them was not the Grizzlies. It was Milwaukee. It was Boston. It was Golden State. It was the Clippers.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised Boston got votes. I mean, you're really trusting an interim coach. I mean, like, interim coaches have done great things in the NBA before. But to trust an interim first-year head coach to, like, lead a team that hadn't won a championship with this core to a championship, that seems like a big ask.
I got one question, then I have to go. Mm-hmm. So you're in the Cognoscenti. You're there in New York. You talk to everybody. Do you know the backstory of what really happened? I don't expect you to say it out loud. Do you know what happened in Boston?
I mean, I've been told, like, I've seen pictures of the woman and the whole deal.
I've seen pictures, but, like, there's, like, how bad, like, you'll see, like, who was it who was saying, this is much worse than I thought, like, a former NBA player.
Matt Barnes.
Saying, you know, yeah, it was Matt Barnes, yeah. So do you know what, you have heard the seamy details.
Yes, and I have
let's talk off the air.
I've heard it's bad, and I've also heard that even though they are calling this a 1-year suspension, he will never coach there again. He's done. Yeah, those are the two things I've heard. So,
all right,
I'll see you later. Bye. That's Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Start NFL Week 5 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. It's America's number one sports book. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday, and the Thursday night game should be a blast. Colts-Broncos in Denver, you could play Russell Wilson over passing yards, Cortland Sutton over receiving yards, and the Broncos over. That's a same-game parlay built for a Denver fan. You could play that same-game parlay or build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in the FanDuel top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Gary if you don't already have an account. And if you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you got. Make every moment more with FanDuel. It's an official sports betting partner of the NFL Odyssey. And 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be at least 21 and present in Tennessee. 3+ legs and minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you've got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right side feed, Zaire Williams. Behind a screen, open three is good. Ring it up. Put three on the board.
Friday night, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Miami Heat. Game three of the preseason with pregame at 6:30. The tip at 7 o'clock live from FedEx Forum on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis. Woo! Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
What QC Kinetics is doing for people here in Memphis is nothing short of amazing. Folks are getting real lasting relief from joint pain. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish reminding you that QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments with advanced regenerative medicine surgical alternatives. If you're living with joint pain from injury or arthritis, don't let anybody tell you steroids, pain meds, and surgery are your only options. That's not true. QC Kinetics is also an option because they use regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis and been told you need a replacement. Before you do anything, call QC Kinetics now for an alternative way to deal with that pain. These amazing protocols also work with pain caused by injuries such as a torn meniscus or a rotator cuff. Call QC Kinetics. Don't keep living with that pain. Learn how regenerative medicine can give you your life back with no drugs and no surgery. QC Kinetics. They'll give you a free consultation. All you got to do is call 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, that doesn't necessarily mean you need a new roof. Restoring your existing roof might be a better option. That's why before you do anything, you need to call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe Stalnaker show you how restoring your existing roof can save up to 70%. All roof coating systems come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof plus big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 901-287-1923 or visit them online at 901waterproofing.com to give your old roof a new life.
I'm Kelly Erb with Marksmansdorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Marksmansdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny. We tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
That's Sheldon Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster shot. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you are eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey, Nissan, how do you get to the top?
Calculating. Proceed to 1959. Take a hard left in East Africa at the 71 Safari Rally. Veer right for 19 off-road championships in the Baja Desert. Proceed towards Moab. Take the trail to Hell's Revenge. Include steep incline. Continue for the next million miles.
Where to first again?
60 years, millions of miles, and the capability to take you anywhere. This is the new Nissan.
Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You want and pay over time when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. Now through October 26, 2022. Ask for 0% APR with 36 fixed monthly payments on a product installation or appliance purchase of $1,000 or more. Shop for the appliances you want in store or online. Or go to the store nearest you for installation. Now at Lowe's. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive. It's alive. Okay, quick, Igor, open the door.
Okay. It's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call Door Pro.
I should have gotten monster insurance.
Garage door getting a little creepy? Call Door Pro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOOR-PRO. 901-366-7776 or doorproinc.com.
Attention Kroger shoppers. We need to stay up to date with all our vaccines. Good thing there's a pharmacy right in our stores where licensed pharmacists have given more than 11 million COVID-19 vaccines. Get COVID-19 vaccines at Kroger Health. We have home tests, medications, and solutions. Make an appointment online today. Walk-ins welcome. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show. 92.9 FM.
Walk the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drill. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get you out. Then we woo out. This is split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they too now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest help me cool out.
When disaster strikes, you know who to call. I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But you don't just call them because they're the largest. The reason you call them is because they're the best when it comes to solving problems after a disaster. Obviously, nobody wants you to have a disaster. It'd be awesome if you never had a disaster. But odds are, you live long enough, you're going to have some sort of disaster. Water damage, fire damage, smoke damage, damage caused from a storm, maybe a mold problem. These are all things that stink. But the good news is that Service Master by Cornerstone can help you address these things. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember that name. It's locally owned, locally operated. Service Master by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200 is the number. 901-624-9200. They're available 24/7. It's Service Master by Cornerstone on the web, smcornerstone.com. Big Bet Bennett, you remember Monday Night Football, when a fan ran onto the field?
Yes, I do remember.
Did you see the update on this story?
I did.
The fan who ran on the field, like a dum-dum, has now filed a police report against Bobby Wagner, who tackled him, obviously plays for the Rams, tackled him to prevent him from further running around the field.
How in the world would the fan have a chance of winning this?
You're the one
breaking the law. Like, someone intervened on you breaking the law.
Like, you come into my house where you're not supposed to be, I tackle you, and I'm in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, this obviously this dude's trying to get a payday. Like, I'm sure it hurt. I'm sure he had a little damage, but, like, don't run under the field.
I got some advice. If you don't want to get tackled by a football player on a football field, don't run on a football field.
Yeah, and I mean, I like, it'll be interesting to see like what comes out of this. Like if Bobby Wagner does anything, like, you know,
nothing comes out of this,
because like, I mean, Bobby Wagner could be like, okay, you like blew pink smoke all over my face, and like, you know what I mean? Like, he could say he was assaulted.
Let's sue this guy.
Let's countersue, man.
Let's countersue. Let's countercharge a police report.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't know though, man.
I don't care if people want to jump onto a field. Like if that's what you feel like you need to do in that moment, you're going to get caught. You're going to get arrested. You're going to have to deal with that. But if you want to do it, fine with me. But understand, when you do that, you are at risk of getting smacked by a football player. And if it happens, well, that's what you walked into.
You know what's going to come out of this?
Hmm.
Is all of these teams are going to, like you know, in football and soccer and basketball, like they're going to tell all the players after this, do not, under any circumstances, touch someone if they run onto the field, because they'll sue you like they're doing to Bobby Wagner. And what's going to happen is all these people are going to start running on the field, and they're never going to catch them.
Like, well, of course they're going to catch them. They've got security. They'll catch them. They'll catch them. And
they're just going to run around for a long time. It's going to take forever.
Practically speaking, you're probably right. We will get to a point where organizations tell their players, hey, listen, the idiot who runs on the field is in the wrong. You're not in the wrong for stopping the idiot from running around the field. But just to avoid any police report, any possible problem, just watch. Just sit back and watch, and only do anything if the guy runs at you. Don't pursue him. Because let's say instead of Bobby Wagner hitting this guy, it's Aaron Donald.
And right.
He kills him. He like kills the guy. Well, then, like, you know, you could theoretically, I guess, legally,
right,
have a problem. But I think so. I agree. That's probably where we're headed, unfortunately. But like, put me in charge of the law, and I would just say, here's the new law. If you don't want to get hit by a football player, don't run into a football field in the middle,
right,
of a game with football players. Like, once you go down there, you get what you get. You jump on a football field with football players and you ain't supposed to be there, whatever happens to you is on you. You want to go to the zoo and jump in a tiger cage? Hey, I can't stop you from doing it, but you ain't going to make me care about what happens to you when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I feel like that's pretty easy. That's a common sense application of life. If you jump into that tiger
enclosure,
then if that tiger decides they want to wear you out, well, then I'm not going to be mad at the tiger.
Yep, sorry.
You shouldn't have been there. And if you jump on the field with football players and Bobby Wagner wants to wear you out, well, then you shouldn't have come into Bobby Wagner's place of work and run around like an idiot on national television. And that's really what this is, a place of work. Right. Imagine if I was doing a radio show and somebody just ran into the studio and started running around with pink smoke everywhere. Like, if I tackled that guy, would I be in trouble? No.
No.
It'd be like, yo, what are you doing in the studio? You're not supposed to be here. You don't belong here. Same thing for this idiot on the football field the other night. He's not supposed to be there.
No.
I wish Bobby Wagner could hit him again.
I do too. I think that should be his punishment.
Yeah, just keep getting, you have to
you
get
can
hit.
Either, you can either go to jail, pay a huge fine, or we can just like line you up in the middle of the football field and let these guys take shots at you.
Yeah, like again, if you think it's worth your time and money to run onto a football field, go ahead. But once you're on that football field, I do not care what happens to you. If Bobby Wagner wants to put you through the turf, it's fine with me. So, guys files a police report earlier today, but I suspect the police will say, yeah, you probably shouldn't have been on the field. Definitely shouldn't have been on the field. We're not going to pursue this in any sort of serious way. Dinner to Go's next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back in free bets up to $25. Log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of this offer all season long. Just opt into one-game parlay insurance, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Heisaw means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. He can make you an instant cash offer and understand that he also has flexible fees, no upfront costs, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call the only agent I would trust if I need to sell my home. It's the Josh Heisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach them at 901-461-8147. That's the number. Just look up joshheisaw.com or Google Josh Heisaw team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshheisaw.com.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support.
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management.
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Siddiqui and his staff at the Smile Center. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center. In-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down from me. Yeah.
Sherry, sherry, cocoa bar, Serafina, flaming eyes. Where I be without you, love? That's your ways and trust. I feel you deep.
Barbecue also has superstores down in South Haven. 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, seasonings. Anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, Drum Smokers. Just a huge selection of anything and everything for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. The address is 875 Goodman Road. It's in South Haven Commons. It's right there by Avellino's. 662-510-5690 is the phone number. 662-510-5690. And you can learn more at thebbqallstars.com. That's the website, thebbqallstars.com. If you go to that website, one of the things you will learn is that if you buy select grills or smokers right now, you'll get a Grill IMAX meat thermometer for free. Item cost roughly $100. You buy it independently, but you can get it for zero additional dollars right now if you buy select grills or smokers. Not anywhere, but at the Barbecue All-Stars Superstore in South Haven. Learn more, thebbqallstars.com. TheBBQAllStars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but can I focus on baseball for just a second?
Yes.
Because the Marlins are up 10-8 right now on the Atlanta Braves in the bottom of the seventh, and the Mets are up 6-0 on the Nationals in the bottom of the third. And so these two teams are going to finish with the exact same record.
They're
both going to finish 101-61.
It really did come down to that series.
Big Ben Bennett.
That's crushing. There's just I can't say anything else, man.
I mean, all you had to do was win one game in Atlanta.
Yep.
What an unbelievable situation. 101-61. That's where the Mets are headed. 101-61. It appears at this moment. That's where the Braves are headed. Identical records, but the Braves are your NL East champs because they beat the Mets in a season series 10-9 after winning three straight this past weekend.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Let's go college football. American Athletic Conference.
How about that? Wednesday night football.
Wednesday. You know what? Like, I wasn't up to date on my AAC schedule when I woke up this morning. And I was like, you know, because all the baseball games today are like they're being played right now.
Yeah, and they're all meaningless, essentially. Yes.
I mean, they all are meaningless.
They're all meaningless. Right.
Like, none of these games matter.
No.
Like, the only thing that might have mattered is, like, Aaron Judge trying to get to 63, but he didn't play. And so every game that's being played right now is totally meaningless. My point, we weren't going to have a game tonight. What's the biggest game tonight? No baseball games, no NFL games. I was like, what are we going to do? And then thankfully, I realized we had a Wednesday night football game. SMU-UCF at FBC Mortgage Stadium down in Orlando. UCF a 3-point favorite. Total is 64.5. How you feeling, Big Ben Bennett?
I'm going with the Mustangs. This is an AAC stand with your brothers matchup, and we're
losing UCF.
We are losing UCF. I want to see UCF, Houston, Cincinnati. I want to see them all lose to the AAC brotherhood that's staying behind in the league.
Okay, so Big Bit Bennett is not only rooting for but wagering on SMU tonight for no other reason than SMU is not leaving.
No. I have my reasons. SMU has been okay, so they lost their last two games, right, against Maryland and TCU, which are both respectable teams, but they were both pretty close games, and so they're competitive with good teams. UCF hasn't really played anybody. They beat Georgia Tech, but, like, it was a home game. Georgia Tech, whatever. I think SMU can get this one on the road.
You don't fear the bounce house?
I don't fear the bounce house. Plus, it's a weird Wednesday. The game got moved because of the hurricane. Like, this is a good chance for SMU.
Big Bet Bennett, to be clear, I was not questioning you or your logic. I was just trying to magnify your logic.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I have real reason behind it, but the main reason is you stand with your AAC brothers. That's what the real reason is.
God knows I've made bets for weirder reasons than that, so... Go Mustangs.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in Prince Andrew Banished?
Just so depressing.
Prince
AAC Brothers.
Prince Andrew Banished. Can I interest you in that?
Sure, yes.
You know Prince Andrew.
Yeah, I know about Prince Andrew. He's got some skeletons in the closet.
This man This man did some stuff.
Yeah, he did some stuff. There's no doubt. Well, allegedly.
He allegedly did some stuff.
Yeah.
But I believe that he did some stuff.
I do too. The evidence is, pretty alarming.
Yeah, I mean, there's like pictures of him and an underage girl.
Yep.
I think he did some stuff.
I think he did some stuff, yeah.
It's a documentary that tells the story of Prince Andrew's fall from grace and how he ended up in the same circles as notorious sex offenders, most notably Jeffrey Epstein.
And what channel is this on?
Debuts today on Peacock.
Oh, okay. I'm a Peacock subscriber.
Oh, you became a Peacock subscriber? Have you always been one?
You get it with Xfinity. I'm an Xfinity customer, and you get Peacock free with it.
All right. Well, if you want to see what happened to Prince Andrew, well, then that's a good place to do it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
James Herbert, who covers the NBA for CBS Sports, has an article right now about the Grizzlies published this morning. It's about a 9-minute read. You can find it on the NBA homepage at cbsports.com. The headline is, with Grizzlies' Jaren Jackson Jr. sidelined to start year, Ja Morant's group goes back to the grind. Memphis ascended to the top tier of the West last year, and now it must claw its way back. James Herbert wrote it. You can read it at cbsports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday. So that means we got Thursday night football tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm ready for some football.
You're ready for Thursday night football?
Yeah, go Broncos. I want them to end the Colts season. Like, get them out of the picture.
You're ready to end the Colts season in week 5.
It won't end their season, but it'll put them in a big hole.
Russell Wilson, a little shaky.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he's a little banged up.
Yep.
A lot working against him.
Go Broncos. We're going Mustangs tonight. We're going to go. I'll save it for tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. Don't give away tomorrow's dinner to go.
Okay. Be careful there. Little teaser.
Be careful. We'll be one day closer to Memphis, Houston, and one day closer to the start of the Major League Baseball playoffs. So it should be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood. Guys.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
So I was in Oak Hall on a recent Saturday morning. I walked past some beautiful Peter Millar shirts on my right, then looked down towards the women's section, discovered that someone was serving drinks. I asked Paul Cowers, what's the special occasion? He said, it's Saturday. Which is another reason I enjoy my visits to Oak Hall so much. You never know what's in store. Maybe they'd be having a trunk show from one of their designers. Maybe you'll bump into an old friend. I went one weekend and they were grilling cheeseburgers outside. The place will put a spring in your step. But there are a couple things you can count on whenever you visit. First, the best, most helpful sales staff in the world. If they can make me look good, believe me, they can make you look good. And second, they've got the best clothes you'll find anywhere. There was a beautiful hybrid quarter zip hoodie that caught my eye the other day. The sweat are just starting to come in. The Howler collection has to be seen to be believed, and I'm a sucker for their sport coats and ties. It doesn't have to be a special occasion to visit Oak Hall. That's the magic of the place. Whether it's your first visit or your 500th visit, they make it special every time.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
This is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's is offering some amazing specials for this month only. If you're considering upgrading your furnace before the cold weather comes, Choate's is offering $1,000 off a new Carrier furnace. If you don't need a new furnace, Totes is now offering its Early Bird $60 furnace tune-up. This 22-point tune-up includes a free carbon monoxide test and heat exchanger inspection. And Totes is your indoor air quality expert. For the best quality air for you and your family, it's recommended to have your air ducts cleaned every 8 years. This month only, Totes will install a free UV light system when you get your air ducts cleaned, a $500 value. Call us at 347-8086 to take advantage of these amazing deals. So turn to the experts with Choates and remember, let our family serve your family.
Tonight, mainly clear and chilly with a low of 53.
Weather brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. Traffic, the weather, or your